I am in the studio with Miss Keela Richardson. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am so happy to see you in person.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me here.
I am so glad you're here. You know, I've been watching you since, what, season 9?
Yep.
Season 9. Sunday Best?
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, I had to go back and look because you are so visible out there, even doing your videos and any events that you're at, and you just rip up a church and then you leave. That's what I see.
Yes, ma'am.
But what I didn't realize after seeing you so much is that you came in fourth.
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Yes, fourth person.
And that's really, really good. But what I'm saying is you don't know what God has in plan for you.
Right.
You know, when things like this happen, you're in this major competition. You don't know how this industry works. And it could just be one thing and God just propels you. And I really think that that's what happened with you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So what was that experience like for you?
The Sunday Best experience was really good for me. Like you said, I went into the industry not knowing a thing. Mm-hmm. And got to the fourth place, and I didn't know what God had in store for me. I was just, all along, I just never knew God was really ordering my footsteps. And so ever since then, my career and my life has been, it's been, you know, going up. Yeah. Even with my different singles that have hit the Billboard charts. And God, he just blessed me from that. Even with that platform, it taught me how to be an artist and how to believe in myself and how to overcome fear.
Yeah.
The things that I dealt with, you know, growing up, I dealt with fear.
Yeah.
I didn't sing a lot because I was scared, you know, yeah, of how I sounded. You know, I didn't think I sounded good sometimes. And
wow.
But it taught me a lot, man.
Yeah.
Even with the judges, they gave me so much encouragement.
And great feedback, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, ma'am.
I do remember that. I know that when you say, you know, experiencing fear and, you know, self-doubting yourself, has anybody ever told you that, you know, you sounded great and you have an old soul?
Yes, ma'am. I get it all the time. I get it all the time when I go to, you know, different churches. I have people, older people, they'll tell me just like, you know, oh, it sounds like an old woman in there. How does all of that come out of that little body? And I'm just like, I don't know. It's just God's blessings, man.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe I always say that because when I see you, I mean, when So Good came out, I'm like, what is going on?
Yes, ma'am.
And then prayer
will change
things.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm like, sister girl had me on the floor the very first note.
Yes, ma'am.
It's like, and then, you know, you're from South,
mm-hmm,
so you have that element as well.
Yes, ma'am.
So I hear you have a new single.
Yes, I have one. I believe you want to play it. It's called We Worship You.
Yes. Now,
yes,
give me the background on that one.
This song, originally, it was supposed to be my single that came out, but Prayer Will Change Things came out because, mm-hmm, you know, we wanted that feel. But yeah, We Worship You, it's an amazing song. It's a worship song. And it's, I think the listeners will like it.
I think
it's on my EP.
Like it,
So Good.
Yes,
yes,
yes. So y'all make sure that you get the EP. But right now, the name of the song is
We Worship You.
In the studio with Keela Richardson. And man, sister, I love you. I love you. You are so powerful, a gentle soul.
Yes, ma'am.
But at the same time, when, like I said, when you get up and you sing to the glory of God, you just rip things up. You shred up a ceiling. I mean, it is just so powerful. And I'm grateful that you are allowing God to use you in that arena. It could be a different way.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it could be a different way, but I love what you're doing. I love Uncle G, you know, helping you with that covering because,
yes,
it can be brutal out there.
It can be. Definitely can be.
Absolutely. Well, I know you have a new project that you're working on. We don't have a title for it yet, but I'm looking forward to some big things. I know you're excited about it.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so excited. Like, I'm definitely going to put my all into this. I think it's definitely going to be different from the EP. So I think everybody's going to enjoy this project that's coming out.
I do, too. So tell me where we can follow you on social media.
Listen, I'm on social media everywhere. I'm on Instagram. I am Keela Richardson. My Facebook is Keela Richardson, as well as my artist page. You guys can follow me. I'm always active on there, letting everyone know, mm-hmm, where I'll be next and what I'll be doing.
Amen to that. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you again for having me.